You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
Hi, hello?
Hello, yes.
Hi, is this Club Hell?
Yes, it is, Club Hell. Hi, what can I do for you?
Hey, I'm just calling because I saw your club in Bad Boys 1, and it just looked awesome, man, and I wasn't sure, I looked you up after I saw the movie, and I was like, are you all still around? You know, it's...
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, I was just so... I just recently... A little about me. I'm 55. I'm recently divorced, and I was really buttoned up my whole life.
Right.
And now I'm a party guy.
Oh, all right. Well, welcome to the scene.
Hey, thank you. And you know, I don't know how long you've been there. I don't know if you're the owner, but I saw your club in the movie Bad Boys. I mean, it's been over 20 years, and it just, I thought, Club Hell, where is the place I can go?
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, yeah. Hey, welcome to Club Hell via the phone.
Thank you.
I am the owner. My name is Peter Hell. And
hi, Peter. Oh, that's how we got there. Or which? What? Chicken or the egg? Did you change your name?
Good question. Yeah, I changed my name. Yeah, my name was originally Peter Grabowski.
But
I thought the Hell thing was so cool that I just went with the Club Hell thing. But yeah, we're open. We're thriving. And Bad Boys 1 was huge for us, and we've been rolling for 20 years. Now, one question I have for you. You said you were 54 years
56,
old?
56, yeah.
56 years old.
Maybe I said 54, but I feel 56.
Okay. Well, you saw what Club Hell was like, right?
Yeah, a couple mummies on the ceiling, and then mostly a dance club?
Mostly, yeah, but how do I say this? 56 is not our typical age range.
Oh, yeah. That's...
We don't discriminate, but we, you know, it would be interesting, I guess.
Well, that's kind of why I'm calling, is because I know I've felt out of place at a few things I've gone to recently.
Uh-huh.
I tried to move into a sublet room in a TikTok house, and I felt a little too old. And so I'm just wondering how to prepare myself for Club Hell. Clothing.
Were you making TikToks, or were you just sort of living there?
Just living there. I tried to make a couple TikToks, but they got pretty flustered teaching me how to use the app in the house.
Use the app? I mean, the camera?
The app where you open the camera on the phone. You have to download the application, I think. Yeah, or they maybe they said it, you know.
We don't have to go through it. I'm sorry I even asked. But, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, hey, you're welcome. We're not going to discriminate. But I would say just, you know, bring comfortable shoes. A lot of people who are not exactly in the age range end up complaining that their feet hurt, their bunions are sore or popping, and you're just going to really want to wear something comfortable. Maybe the shoes you mow the lawn in.
Mr. Hell, you're speaking my language. I have my all-white New Balances that I can wear, my 537s, or if it's more of a loose, fresh, funky vibe, I have open-toed.
Absolutely not. Do not wear open-toed shoes. You will get hurt.
No, with socks.
Well, for a different reason, just don't do that. Don't wear that.
Okay, so I've got my white New Balances. I went shopping, and a very nice lady at the Hollywood and Highland Zara put me in some very nice tight pants. And
that is the trend these days.
Would that be okay there?
Yeah, sure. Tight Zara pants. Yeah, I mean, that'll go definitely well with the sarcophagi and mummies and stuff, for sure.
I ask you, has Club Hell changed much since the 90s? I mean, you know, our perception of hell. No, you refuse.
No. It has not changed at all. Hell is exactly how it has been. We nailed it at the first time. We're not learning much about hell. Do you know what I mean? There's not new hell specifics.
That's wow. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's not like somebody has returned from hell and been like, actually, it's not that hot. Right. Or
we have that from heaven for sure. You know, people die, come back, say they've gone to heaven, and right. I believe it. But nobody says I died and went to hell and came back. nobody wakes up having just been in hell. But that's what it feels like the next morning if you get really wasted or whatever. You wake up, and you go, God, was I in hell?
And that's what you want people to feel like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's, you know, you want to be creepy. People are tired of the same old white tablecloth, you know, whatever. If you want to go out for a steak dinner, do it.
That's me. I had had enough of this by the book lifestyle. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a Protestant man. My wife is Protestant, mm-hmm. You know, very religious, white bread, middle America. And I just felt so boxed in. And if I'm being totally honest, Bad Boys is kind of what broke me out of everything. And so, yeah, I like what you're saying here.
Well, good. Hey, you're more than welcome. But I would, yeah, again, I just recommend really comfortable shoes. There's nowhere to sit. That's the big issue with
right,
people
understood.
Who are a little bit old and looking for an experience outside of their norm. There's no seats here. There's no water here. There's nowhere to take a rest. We have a defibrillator, but it's broken, and we just don't really care.
Let me tell you something. About 3 months ago, Building Inspector Me would have been very, very worried about what you're describing, especially the no defibrillator. I mean, I would have had to shut you down.
Right.
But I was recently fired from that job, and I am free and easy. I don't make the rules anymore. I break them. So I love what you're doing here.
Whoa.
Oh, hell.
Well, hey, what's your name again?
It's a great question.
Maybe I didn't even get it. Maybe I didn't even get your name.
Well, that's the thing is I am in an identity crisis, and I'm even trying to think of new names. So if you want to call me, I don't know, Beelzebub right now and just see if it fits.
Well, I don't want to make you the king of my club. You know, that feels like a bit of a rush. But, hey, I'm pretty inspired by you sort of getting out there and you're – I'll say ripe age. You're not old, but you're old for our club. I will be honest. I will guarantee and bet $1 million that you'll be the oldest person here if you come.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to take that bet or the guarantee, but I am going to try to seem like I'm not even that old. And I'm
right.
Look, between you and me, I'm going lady hunting. You know, so
okay.
I feel like Blade, but instead of vampires, it's ladies.
We keep the ratio right here. It's always 3-1. You know,
my man, that's awesome.
Yeah, ratio, baby. You
I don't want any right. sausage parties here tonight, which
right.
I'm going tonight.
What?
I'm coming tonight. So, yeah, I'm just
preparing. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Well, let me, okay. So you're going to be here tonight. Let's go over, because I'm invested in your success here. I want you to be a returning repeat customer. I don't want you to just come once. What is your outfit going to look like tonight? Or as the kids are saying, you're fit.
Okay.
And I'm not young either. Listen, I've been here 20 years. I'm a club owner. I'm not young. I'm like you, but I'm on your side here.
Well, I learned this. I learned fit at the TikTok house, so I know this. I got the white New Balances. Open toes are out, apparently. Mm-hmm. I've got these white tight Zara pants, but then very loose.
I didn't know they were white. That's a shocking look. White New Balances and white, I assume leather? Are they leather pants?
Well, it's Zara, so I don't think it's actual leather, but I think it's a pleather blend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a
pleather blend.
I
don't know. I don't know if that's possible.
It's fast fashion. They do everything these days.
Okay. So I got you from the waist down. What are we thinking waist up? Because that's where people are mostly going to be looking.
Official first thought, just blue skies, you know, just throwing things out there. Fishnet see-through shirt, like black
see-through. Wow. Coming in really hot.
Yes.
I don't hate it, to be honest. I will say I've seen some people wear the fishnet shirt and it not be quite appropriate for their body style.
Right. Because you imagine a fishnet like a pretty buff person.
There's some space. What I'm imagining is that there's some space between your skin and the fishnets. We don't want a really tight fishnet sort of making like a bulbous. You ever see a turkey in the store? When it's all wrapped really tight and you can
right.
see the little net on
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, we don't want you to look like a dancing turkey. You know, your skin's popping out between each little fishnet.
Well, I'm in the fishnet now. I'm looking in the mirror, and you're kind of describing what I'm seeing here in the mirror.
So you know what I'm talking about. I'm not trying to be offensive.
No.
But a fishnet should be at least a size bigger than your body.
Space
if you're large,
between.
You should wear an extra large, etc.
Well, this is the biggest they had at Zara. So yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to cut myself out of this one.
Yeah. That's tough. You could just take it off.
Trust me. Much like the turkey, this is not just a pull-off. It's going to be very tough, and I think I'll have to get the kitchen shears and just go through it. It's fine. It's Zara. It was $4, I'm not too worried about. Let's just say I'm not too worried about money these days.
Oh, all right. Yeah, you must have retired pretty well off that inspector salary.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Alimony works both ways. So we didn't sign a prenup,
right.
She makes way more than me. So I get half of everything she's made and is going to make. I didn't have to do anything.
Well, congratulations.
I just had to force a divorce. I had to get pushed her to the point that she wanted a divorce. I get half of everything.
I'm really sorry that you're so fresh out of a relationship, but you sound pretty happy with the financials of it. So I guess you're good.
Thank you. What about you? Is there a Mrs. Hell?
Well, there was. She unfortunately passed tragically,
You
know, which is to be expected. She fell off the balcony and right onto a mummy's hand. And again, to be expected. We can't play around up there and expect nothing to happen.
If I'd inspected that building, it would have never happened.
I know. I do blame myself. But at the end of the day, you got to move on. So I moved on really fast and... we're back at it, you know. We're adding food to the hell bar. We're adding pretzel bites, so that'll be fun.
No water, but you do have pretzels there.
Dry pretzels and hot pretzels.
Peter, can I tell you, I have this Far Side a Day calendar, different Far Side cartoon every day by Gary Larson. Are you familiar?
No.
Oh, let me try to video chat you.
You could just either tell me or skip it. Either one.
Well, I'm not skipping it. It's these kind of roundish people. Everyone's kind of round drawings and kind of small heads and silly
looking.
You're
describing a comic to me right now. That's what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what they physically look like all the time. That's kind of his style, Gary Larson's. And this one is two people in hell, flames behind them, kind of in an office, and one is sipping a coffee, and he goes, "The coffee's cold. They thought of everything here." The idea being like, everything in hell is kind of annoying. And what I'm saying is, it sounds like you thought of everything for hell there. No water, lots of pretzels, mummies everywhere.
Mummies everywhere. Because mummies are not just Egyptian. They're in hell, too.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Because it's before they found a Christian god. So... Right?
Yeah.
I don't want to take this back, and I don't want to open a wound for you, but as the purveyor of Club Hell, where do you hope your deceased wife is now?
Well, I guess my hope is that we spend enough time on Earth that she is at the very least in limbo, but hopefully in heaven, if it's real.
Wow.
And, you know, if hell is real, which obviously I believe it is, then I think heaven must be real.
Yeah, you can't have hell without heaven. You can't have
heaven
without hell.
They're two sides of the same coin.
Man, I'm really getting a psychological window here. I feel like you may be, we've just met, we're just on the phone for 14 minutes here, but are you saying maybe that you created Club Hell in hopes that you would get to live in hell here so that you would be allowed into heaven?
Huh. You know, I guess I never realized it that directly, but yeah, that is my hope. My hope is that I'm providing such a service here and I've spent my time that they'll let me into the pearly gates. I want to meet St. Peter!
Wow.
Oh, we meet the big man.
Sorry, I just heard something on my roof here. Sorry, I moved into, I'm in an in-between place here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's just sometimes raccoons on the roof, sometimes people. It's low to the ground roof, so I'm just looking up here to make sure everything's okay.
Wow, how low? I mean, is the whole house low, or like, is it a short house, or is it?
Well, let's just say this. How tall are you?
6'1".
You'd have to punch if you came in.
I'd have to punch.
Punch. And but you'd maybe punch a hole in the ceiling.
Punch a raccoon. It sounds like.
Well, yeah, or a person or something. So, excuse me, but. I am sorry to make you, you know, relive your ideas of heaven and hell. I couldn't tell if someone who made Club Hell just loves hell and being freaky or what the idea was.
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's you're catering to your audience. You know what I mean? These nightclub people, they want to go out and be depraved.
Yeah.
They want to go out and you know, scowl the streets for a mate. They want to freaking hump. They want to curse. They want to, you know, yell at their mom. They want to do it all. So I figure, what's the best way to do that? Put them in hell. Make them feel right at home. The debauchery here.
Wow.
Oh, it's debaucherous.
Wow. Check, yeah. Check, and check on debauchery for me. And the yelling at the mom thing, that happens in Club Hell, or is that just kind of an example of
that?
Oh,
my God. You wouldn't believe what people do once they get in here. They think they're here just for a sexy good time or whatever. But then it is just sin city. People are sinning left and right, and it's all the sins. You know what I mean? It's sloth. There will be lazy people in the club. There's gluttony, people eating those pretzels. And all
avarice?
The other ones. Oh, yeah. I know what that one is. Yeah.
Oh, I know avarice.
Of course. They're mad. They're mad at everything.
They're avaricious.
They're avaricious. They're, you know, they do it all. And so I think there's – it's good. You know what I mean? Like – we can't all pretend to be good all day. We got to have a safe space to let out the energy that is maybe not so socially acceptable.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to say some opinions that people in the TikTok house don't want to hear. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. What are some of those opinions?
I mean, is this just between you, me, and Club Hell here?
Yeah, yeah. Let me turn off the recorder.
Why are kids so weird these days?
Oh, God, you're speaking them straight into my ear hole, my man.
You ever get an Uber driver and it's a woman and you go like, oh, this one's going to take a little longer?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, these like 35, 40-year-old kids, what the hell's going on with them?
They're sick. You know, they don't appreciate, they don't want to hear the truth anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear the truth.
What kind of truth? Are you trying to truth bust them or what?
Just observations, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just say a truth out loud and they go like, you can't say that stuff anymore. And I'm like, why?
Right. And they're talking about maybe it's like the truth is changing. You know, we're moving forward, things or whatever. And it's like, I don't think that's how it works.
No, I know one truth. There's a heaven and there's a hell. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to get to heaven by going through Club Hell tonight. Now, let me tell you this. I know it's hellacious behavior. I know we can be bad, which I want to be. Do you think, just as a man, maybe around my age or, you know, in the later half of his life, what's the cutoff for women I can flirt with at Club Hell, age-wise, even though we're in hell?
If they're interested, baby, you're in there. But
yes.
My whole thing is, you know, if they're not interested, you got to apologize and walk away.
All right.
Well, no, I mean, you want to go out with someone who's interested, right? Not who's disinterested.
Yeah, just the apology I don't want to really do if I don't have to, but
right,
you know, it feels kind of heavenly to apologize, and I'm in a hellacious mood.
I guess you're right. Maybe I've been wrong about this thing.
Well, in some ways that's their hell. So it's really playing up the idea of Club Hell is like a guy like me going around trying to flirt with them, dance on them in my turkey nets and my white pants. By the way, I'm keeping the fishnets on. I think you're wrong about this.
Over the top. You know what I mean? Throw on that can be the undershirt.
Oh, I'll layer. Yeah, good idea.
And then throw on like a little button up, maybe a little, not Hawaiian, but something kind of, maybe go back to Zara, get an actual shirt that covers your skin.
I wish you'd said Hawaiian because I have so many of those. I do. I threw out all my button ups when I left the working world and, you know, marriage and stuff like that.
It sounds like you're making a lot of really big choices really fast. You're moving into
awesome.
A very Good. I'm glad you think it's awesome.
It's awesome. Well, because I here's what I did is I got into my daughter's drug stash and I smoked out of this little pen, which I later found out was CBD oil.
Oh my gosh.
And I just saw the truth.
I can't take the CBD stuff. I mean, as a man of our age, that CBD stuff hits me hard.
Oh, it's not like the grass they used to smoke, you know, when we were in the 70s and 80s. You know,
one
this
puff
stuff
of CBD and call me in next week. You know what I mean? It's like, no Sbarro for me, please.
Oh, I took a puff of CBD. Hang on just 1 second here. I'm just moving around the house as I'm talking here.
Roam free, my man.
I took a puff of CBD once, and I woke up 4 days later in a 24-hour fitness sauna, raisined out. They had to put me into a big tank of water just to get me back to normal because I just, you know, that's my happy space. I go right to the 24-hour fitness saunas, and I guess that's what I did high on CBD.
Well, and surely, you know, they would have got you out of there if you didn't look how you look, because they just assume an old man belongs in a sauna.
They do. If you get that towel on, and I walk in with towel on like some of the other guys there, you know, they
immediately rip it wide open.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it can't really, you know how towels are. They can't really support a man of our tummy's stature. Mm-hmm. So it's on, but it's like, I'm not going to hold my little hand here all the time. So yeah, right. You see it all.
There's nothing like being nude in public.
Oh yeah. Because it really shows that I don't care anymore, so why should you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you care, too bad, I'm doing it.
We got to hit the sauna together. We have to.
That is, you know, that's not a bad idea. Can I run something by you?
Please.
Why don't you come by the club? We have a sauna in the back. We have both infrared and regular heat. Why don't you come by before we're open?
Sauna and club, hell yeah.
Just to get a view of the place, get a lay of the land. Maybe you and I can break bread.
Mm.
Because I'll be honest, being a 65, 70-year-old club purveyor with a bunch of young hotties running around, male, female, whoever, whatever, I'm feeling a little lonely. You know, my business partners are like, we got to discourage people of my own age from coming in.
Those are kids. I guarantee you they're
kids. You've got, absolutely. Absolutely. This is new school business. You know, yes. I had to bring on some new.
Well, I tell you, I am with you. I am so lonely.
That's what I said.
I just need to spend some time with somebody in a sauna. You and me in the sauna. Imagine this. Someone else walks in. They're clearly trying to have a nice private time.
Right.
We just start talking to them.
There we go. There we go. Don't come to the sauna if you don't want to get jawed at by a couple of seniors.
We make a friend right away. You know.
Why don't you come down here? We'll have some eggs because my whole thing is I cook eggs in the sauna.
Yeah.
It's so hot in there. What a waste to not cook anything.
Genius.
What a waste.
Why should we be the only ones
right
cooking
on the rocks?
There.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if it's really a nasty night, I'll do hibachi in there straight on the rocks.
That sounds like club hell. A sauna with a hibachi, a naked man doing hibachi, or a towel on poking out, I guess, is what's really happening there.
Towel on, hat on, playing the music with the utensils. Ting, 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 ting. Full hibachi in the sauna, and it is quite a time.
My wife says I have no imagination. When you just did that right now, ex-wife, I was perfectly imagining the song, your look. I could picture it. It was poetry.
I appreciate that. We got to hang, man. This is cool. This is cool. Can I be honest? I was starting to feel weird. I was starting to feel weird being the only old guy down at Club Hell. You got to come down here. Maybe you come down. We bring some of our other peers, and we kick out some of these youngsters.
Okay. Yeah, and Club Hell becomes more of a gentleman's club.
Yeah, gentleman's club hell.
Oh, I love this. I don't have a lot of peers right now. A lot of people picked the ex in the divorce there.
Right.
Which
it
happens. You find out who your real friends are.
Well, yeah, you got to be nice to women.
Yeah, that's what everyone. And now I'm very, you know, if I have a barista or a server, because that's usually what I'm interacting with.
They love when you're really nice to a server in a quick transaction.
It's great. And I put my arm low around their waist there, and I say, this was really lovely, dear.
You have to hug your barista. You have to. You have to hug your barista, and you don't ask.
It's polite. No, it's a side hug. You don't have to ask for a side hug. Of course you ask for coming in two arms right to the face.
Of course, of course. And I love a face hug. Face hugs are, to me, the most intimate kind of hug because you're using your lips. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've never thought of it as a face hug, what you're doing there. But yes, when you face hug, you are lip to lip with the other person.
Simple.
It's I guess it's French hugging in a sense.
It's French hugging. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'll kiss, I'll have sex or whatever. But what I'm really into it for is the face to face hug.
The French hug. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know it's intimate, but you're really speaking my language. So
yes. Yes.
What I'm.
Well, can I say when you come down, bring a knife, bring a wallet.
Way ahead of you.
And no cell phones. We don't allow cell phones. If you do bring one, we have to put it in one of those little bags. That you put it in at a concert or a stand-up show, and you won't have access to it till you leave. There's no in and out privileges unless you bring enough for everybody. Bring me an In-N-Out burger, and you can do anything you want.
I wish. This is you well, are what speaking. Do you mean, you what's that?
You can't get an In-N-Out burger.
No, you know, I just you.
Have you been banned from In-N-Out or something?
I banned from the closest In-N-Out, but they can't communicate to all of them. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right. They're independent franchises. That's a good thing.
I thought that their stuff on the bottom of their fries wasn't religious enough. It wasn't on the nose enough. So I was telling them there. I went in and I went through every cup and I wrote some like actual Bible verses on there. You know, and they didn't like it. And then
I see why you need some hell in your life, my man. I see you've been very focused on the Protestancy.
I'm not that guy anymore. And this club, I mean, everything you're talking about sounds so up my alley. This idea, because me, I both complain that everyone's always on their phones, but if I go to a stand-up show and they try to take my phone away, I will be the meanest I can be to them. So this is win-win. I just leave the phone at home. There's no complaint, but there's no one taking my phone either.
Well, I'm the same way. I don't have principles. I just need to be heard, you know? So no matter what happens, you're going to get a fucking earful from me. And that's just what it is. Now, can we talk real quick music? I just want to warn you. You're not going to hear any words when you come here.
Okay.
Club Hell is all that weird electronic stuff. It's just soundtrack music. That's not a song, but it sounds like that.
I pictured it. I pictured it exactly. You know, I'm open-minded about music stuff. You know, I saw Hamilton, and I finally understood rap a little bit.
Oh, if you saw Hamilton, you'll be fine. Okay. you'll be fine here. If you've seen Hamilton, you'll be totally good. Lin-Manuel's here all the time, and he'll put on the suit and kind of play the devil, poke people in the butt, do the whole thing. So
wow. Lin-Manuel comes, and I bet he just owns the space when he's doing it, huh?
He tries. People don't really respond to him like he wants, it feels like. You know,
wow.
Like, oh, the devil's sort of annoying, you know what I mean?
Right, which he would be, you know. The devil kind of would show up on Earth as a nice guy.
Right.
A lot of money and a lot of people happy, but underneath it all, he's really the devil.
Yeah, that's the absolute dang truth, so...
Well, if you can give me the address, I think I'm going to MapQuest it, and I'll print those directions out, and I'll just hand them to my taxi driver.
I'm not sure if any of those systems still exist. I'm not sure you can take a taxi with a MapQuest any longer.
Oh, no, sorry. I was unclear. I'll fax them to a Kinko's. They print them out for me.
This is a crazy question. When's the last time you were outside, sort of in society, sort of using services?
You know, I go on my walks around the house, but that's mostly around the house.
Yeah, walk around the house sounds like it's mostly around the house.
Mostly around the house. I have my groceries delivered now. I call my son brings groceries over to me, which is very okay. Lovely.
It sounded a little more high tech than it really was, but good.
No, yeah. So I guess 6-8 months. But you know, when I was with my wife, I would leave the house, but stuff just kind of got done easier when we were together for some reason, you know.
I know the feeling. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to get a phone. You're gonna have to download the Uber or Lyft app.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna have to get a ride here, not from a taxi, is what is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be a blast. I mean, we'll fire up the eggs, we'll hit the sauna, and you know, sometimes I'll just come here and do the gym routine and then leave. I don't even need to party in the club, but that's for you. You know, I think if you are gonna be in the sauna with me for a while, maybe bring a change. You know, there is a locker room, a staff locker room that I'm happy to let you use since you're of my ilk.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because I need somewhere to just totally hawk up loogies for 45 minutes.
Good. Yeah, you can do it right next to me in the sinks.
After sauna, right into the sink. And do you mind, when I use the Q-tips in those things, they do not go into the trash afterwards.
There is no trash.
Club hell. I love this place.
Me too, man. Me too. God. I'll tell you what, you're reinvigorating me about this. I felt so out of place. It's just young people coming in, giving me the freaking bird, flipping me off, taking a poop on the floor, doing whatever. I'm so excited to meet someone like you and me who's got respect, who's ready to respect life as we want it to be.
I'm going to face hug so many people tonight. I can just feel it. I'm feeling the energy. Now, I don't know how I'm going to get there because you used about four words and how to get there that I do not understand. Uh-huh. My soup is charred here. I've got a soup on the stove here, and it is charring. I think I've been a little too focused on the call.
It's charring? Must be a bean soup or something.
You got it. It's a hearty bean. It's a bean and beef a soup, and yeah, I'm getting a little char on here. So it's. I guess
is
now
it just
it's
refried beef and beans. That's just what the soup is.
Right.
Sorry,
yeah.
Did I say refried beef?
Yeah, and I didn't correct you because it's what it is. So it's
single fried beans and refried beef.
Have you heard of chicken fried steak?
Yes.
This is refried beef.
Okay, I don't see the connection, other than the name is kind of weird. But I get what
you're
saying.
You sound just like the guy at Denny's. I order my refried beef, and I describe it exactly that way. He says, you said two different things. I say, I don't know, you know, and then I show him the moons over my hammy, and now I'm not allowed into Denny's either.
Oh, my God. That is a real tragedy. I'm so sorry.
I'm not. I am living my best life. I'm going to walk to you because I'll bring my open toes. I'll bring my satchel, so I'll have a change of clothes.
Uh-huh.
And if you just give me the address, I'll MapQuest my way over to Club Hell.
Okay, it's 123 Hell Boulevard. It's actually an alley. It's on Main.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Main 5686.
Okay.
But then walk down the alley, and it's 123 Hell Boulevard.
Hell Boulevard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right off of Hell in Main.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Thank you. Wow, how'd you know that? Were you... You flipped to the Thomas guide real quick?
Yeah, I have my Thomas out here on the wall. That's separate. I'm mapping all of the places my ex-wife has driven this week to see who she's dating.
Smart. And
it's either somebody at her work, because she's going into her work almost every day.
Well, you could just be going to work.
Right, possibly, but every day.
Right.
Well, not Saturday and Sunday.
I see.
But it's either there... or this huge house in Brentwood.
Yeah, well, who's to say?
She might be house hunting. I doubt it, though. She's got no money after what I've done to her.
You are a great guy, man. I love meeting you, and I can't wait to hang out with someone like me.
I love it. I love it. Peter Hell, Beelzebub, out on the town tonight.
Having a blast. You know what? I'm going to put on my suit tonight, my devil costume.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great. Do you prefer Tupperware or Ziploc? I'm going to bring you some soup.
Huh. I guess if it's charred, Ziploc. Or no, Tupperware. Excuse me.
All right. Good choice.
Good. Thank you. Well, Peter.
Just quickly so you know, when you pick Tupperware, the bottom and the top will not be matching. So I'm going to rubber band it together. But it will spill out the sides.
Okay, so it doesn't create a tight seal. That was going to be my question.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe wrap it in some, paper towel or something.
That's great. Yeah, then you'll be able to see right through the paper towels to know that it's spilled everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. But at least there's a barrier.
Great.
Well, hey, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to fry up some eggs in the sauna. And I'm just really excited that you called. You've really reinvigorated my will to live here.
I'm so excited. I am so excited.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to hang up. You hang up. Change your shirt, please, and then come on down.
We'll see. I'll bring options.
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
Peter, this is the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Beelzebub, I couldn't agree more.
How do you hang this thing up?
What?
Hang this thing up.
Sorry, I was just going to hang mine up. I heard you say something.
Sorry, I just don't know how to hang this thing up. I've never done it before.
Big red button.
What?
You hit the big red button. Or if you're on a landline, you put it back on the hook.
That's what I'm on. Okay, there we go.
All right, bye.
Fucking technology sucks.
You haven't hung it up. Okay, I'm going to hang up because I can't listen to you eat bean soup. Goodbye.
Mm. Yeah, that's good soup. That's a good soup. End recording. You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man.